You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are the watch party? Where the brothers going to be?
Hey.
I just wanted to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, June 17th, 2024, as this year continues to fly by. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. In for DT this morning, we got Doc B in the building. What up, Doc B?
Good morning, sir. Happy Father's Day after.
Appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to you as well. Day can continue on.
For sure.
And
all the girls that call me daddy, that's year round. So no rush. No rush, ladies.
I'm going to leave that one alone. We also got T. Smith with us this morning. Tony Smith, what's up? Good morning.
What's up? Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We good. We know, you're not a father, but again, happy belated birthday. Tony's birthday was Friday.
You saw what I did when Dr. B talking about he called me daddy. Look, hey.
And a possible. You got a possible?
The eyes got big. And you can see both Doc B and Tony and myself by streaming and watching us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth and 1017thetruth.com. Good morning, Ricky.
Morning, crew. What it do? Tell you how you feel.
Man, it's Monday, man. We trying to get it. New week.
Monday.
Short week. Juneteenth week.
Man,
we've got a big celebration coming up on Wednesday.
48 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
The good 48 hours. No interrogation.
Right. Should be a good time. Should be a good time. So, Doc B, I'll start with you. How was your weekend? How was your Father's Day weekend?
Hey, man, you know, it was decent, for sure. It was decent. You know what I mean? Kicked it off Friday, and it was a memorial, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a friend of mine, I don't know if he wants something on the air, so I won't say whether it is. But he said he was careful to say when you DJ this is a celebration, not a memorial. You know, although there was some crying and other things going on, it was really like love. It was a love fest.
Cool.
So kicked it out with that on Friday. On Saturday, I did the somebody that advertised here, the Black Chamber of Commerce, Milwaukee Black Chamber of Commerce, and the Men Who Cook.
Yeah, so I heard that was off the chain.
Oh, it's going down. It's
okay.
Hosted by my Sagittarius brother, D-Rock. You already know Swaggetarius, the number one Zodiac. But we'll leave that alone. What up, Geminis? And that went down.
Man, I thought it's only 7:03 and he already dropped the Sagittarius. I didn't think.
I mean, somebody got to be number one.
That was quick, too.
It's only 7:03, Tony. I thought we'd at least get to 7:15.
I'm a black man 24/7.
But please continue.
No doubt. You know, then, man, later on, I did a Mexican family affair. They just did their thing. What I love about doing, like, family reunions and birthday parties is everybody from toddlers to grandma.
Wait a minute, it's not called that, though. Ricky, what is that called?
It's not a quinceañera. It's not a kinsey.
Oh, it's not? Okay, it's not that. Yeah. That's you knew the name. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's the same.
Yeah, y'all both know that. I still can't say it.
You got the pro DJs. Yeah, that's
it's
yeah.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
That's okay. We know you were married to a Mexican lady before. It's like,
yes,
stop flexing.
Trying to help y'all out.
The one of the girls that called me daddy. The mom.
Hey,
you gotta watch out now.
Yeah.
I want to end up on a Kendrick Lamar diss track.
Chill out.
Hey, you are not the father.
Yeah. Say, simmer down now.
Nor dating.
I don't know if you guys heard this, but on All the Smoke podcast, which is Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes.
Oh, I heard.
So Steven Jackson says, man, I won a championship in the Dominican Republic. Man, my old teammates, and they still call me to come back over there. Matt Barnes said, well, that's because you left a few kids over there, and they probably call you. I was like, man, they wrong for that one, man.
Two in the possible.
They were wrong for that one. That's what's up.
Spade's hand daddy.
So, Tony, we know you still on tour. How was your weekend?
Yeah, I'm still on tour. You know, still extension, celebrating my birthday, playing a lot of golf, just hanging with friends and, you know, just enjoying myself right now. That's it. It was a good weekend. That's going to be a good whole nother week before I get back.
Gotcha. Yeah, my Father's Day was nothing short of awesome.
Are you about to lie?
No.
Because you know it ain't about us.
He found out that the weakest shared Father's Day with my wife's birthday.
Here's some toast, man.
But it actually wasn't bad.
Here's something we bought you with your own money.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It wasn't. I got some good gifts. I got some really good gifts, actually. But started off, went to church and just chilled out, went to brunch, and got some good golf gear. I got a new putter cover. What else nice. I get? I got a couple of bracelets. So yeah, it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Was there anything she didn't want to do that y'all did?
I can honestly say the good thing about my wife, she's simple. I don't have to do
jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Yeah, you ain't got to set no hoops on fire.
On top of that, when you've been married to the same person for 19 years, you kind of run out of ideas. I've done the surprises. last year for a birthday, I threw a surprise birthday party.
So, for sure.
So, I mean, you can't do that every year. So, it was good. It worked out.
Well, you could, but, you know.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be much of a surprise, would it?
Nah, I'd be like, I don't even like her. Why don't you invite so-and-so, my new friend?
It's like, surprise. Like, yeah, they called me last week and told me they were coming to town.
For sure. They weren't available to do this. I was wondering why. When you pull up and you see all the cars that you recognize.
Right. You thinking you doing something. But
you just got to do a special guest every year. That'll be the surprise.
Hey. So who's going to be the special guest?
Shaq.
Man, you got a lot of
Q-Dog. Come on, Q-Dog. You got it.
Hey, next year you start with Doc B as a special guest.
I like how you're talking, Tone. I saw Tone play for the Lakers during that when LA had it.
Doc B is special to me.
In LA.
You should be a special guest.
Well,
my first time working with you. Tone. Thank you, Tone.
He's special to you.
Wow.
But Doc said he saw you play for the Lakers. And speaking of basketball.
At the forum.
Tony, it's back in the news. Caitlin Clark, she got fouled excessively. I don't know if you saw the foul, but Angel Reese was going for the ball and kind of swiped and hit her on the side of the head, and the elbow caught her on the side of the head. And it was upgraded to a flagrant foul, flagrant one, from a common foul. And now you have people that are wondering if race is involved or if she's being handled too tough or too rough. And again, we have talked about it probably too much at this point, and that is it's a lot of non-basketball people are trying to talk about basketball things and they don't understand. And the thing is, this is no different than any other rookie that comes into a professional league. They're not going to just let them come in and dominate, and people have problems with that. And something that Doc texted me this morning, which I'm sure you're going to have a lot to say, and I can't wait to get into this debate. But, Tony, Doc B thinks that Caitlin Clark should have been on the Olympic team.
Yeah, he was. He didn't have his coffee when he said that. When he said that message, he wasn't fully awake. So I'm going to give him a pass on saying that. But this, to me, this latest foul with Angel Reese is part of the reason. Now the USA the selection committee is not going to admit or talk about, like, they don't need any extra drama at the Olympics. They're just trying to win the gold medal. But this is the kind of stuff that you're going to get. This is a foul. We saw, first of all, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are arch enemies, right? They started back in college taunting each other. So they were arch enemies. She took a swipe at the ball. Telly, as you said, it's just a basketball play. I'm trying to block it, and I'm trying to block it hard, right? She swung. Mm-hmm. She missed. The reason it's upgraded, because you made contact above the shoulders. You can't do that. We know that. When you make contact above the shoulder, you're going to get the flagrant one. It doesn't matter if it's intentional or not. There's no intent. Once you make contact, it's flagrant one automatic. It's really a nothing play. She tried to block her shot from behind, took a swipe at it. She was out of position to block anyway, so she was just taking a gamble. And she got called a regular foul. Then they reviewed it. She saw it hit her in the head. Flagrant one. No brainer. But people are making it out to be a big deal. What happens when she goes overseas on the Olympic team and she gets a hard foul? Now what are you going to chalk that up as? Is it racism then? Is it jealousy then?
Yeah.
No. There's none of that then, right? Then you'll see, I almost want her to be on there just so to know, like, people, this is basketball. This is what happens in basketball. Like, she's not getting flagrant fouled every single night, multiple times in a game.
Yeah. Well,
this happened in, you know, how many games? They got like 14, 15 games. She's been flagrant fouled twice. Like, what's the problem?
I call it my enemy's enemy is my friend when you say what's going to happen over there. Sometimes you hook up with people that you don't necessarily like for a common enemy. And that is, we don't like this chick. We don't like her. We don't like the hype, the great white hope feel. And that's the way it's been. When she was doing the John Cena, you saying she did the same thing. She didn't taunt Reese. She just taunted other players, and they took it upon themselves for this great white hope not to come in here and kill him, which she been doing
well
since college.
Well,
are you talking about Angel Reese now?
I'm talking about when Angel. I was the only one in my friend's circle when Reese. I call Reese stalking Caitlin after they were winning, after they were about to win and putting a little ring on the finger.
Right, yeah.
So I don't mind her doing the John Cena or even saying something, but I do mind her following her around. And my friend said, I can't prove this, but if that was reversed and Caitlin was following her around, she would have got a two-piece and a cross.
It would have been a fight. Yes, 100%. No, I'm 100% on board with that argument. I thought it was just kind of
tacky.
It showed, like, I mean, there's one thing is sportsmanship, taunting, but at that point, you already won the game. You don't need to follow her around the court. And like you said, she's not waving the hand in your face. She's doing it to the crowd, right? She's doing it in an open space. Caitlin was.
You can't see me.
Angel went up to her, did it to her face, and then was trying to chase her around when she wouldn't look at it.
Yeah.
Too much, in my opinion.
I knew I liked you, Tony.
You're just making yourself look bad at that point, Angel. So I agree with that point, but I still don't think that – you know,
eyeballs.
It's anything above that. I think it's got one girl who doesn't like the other girl because she was taunting. You know how it is. That's a big game, Doc. It's a lot of heat in that game.
Right.
And you're losing, and that's not what you. When you're losing, you're in a bad attitude, and then when you're winning, you're gonna throw it in their face. 100%.
Yeah. Well, after the game, Reese said that I can't control the refs. They affected the game a lot tonight. I'm always going for the ball, but y'all going to play that clip 20 times before Monday. And she ain't lying.
Right.
Well, she did lie. It's been way more than 20 times. But we're going to get into that after the break. We got some other hot topics that we're going to get to. But as I mentioned before, Doc B feels like Caitlin Clark should be on the Olympic team. We're going to give him a chance to defend why he thinks that should be the case on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here. Doc B, Tony Smith in the building for Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Keep it locked.
It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah.
What up? Welcome back to Truth Be Told. Doc B, Tony Smith in the building. It is Monday, June 17th. And hey, we started the show talking about this flagrant foul that took place on
our white
yesterday.
Princess, on our white princess.
Doc B's white princess, Caitlin Clark, was fouled by Chicago Sky's, almost forgot her first name, Angel Reese. I was just looking at Reese. I'm just tripping.
She's in a swimsuit.
Yeah, Angel Reese. And the foul was marked a flagrant foul. And, of course, because of their history between Clark and Reese, a lot has been made of it. After the game.
Too much.
And her slick
Reese
mouth.
Said, and Reese again, slick quote, mouth. I can't control the refs. They affected the game a lot tonight. I'm always going for the ball. But y'all going to play that clip 20 times before Monday. And I have seen it 20 times since I woke up this morning.
I just saw it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't nowhere near the ball, though, but okay. But I've seen that play a million times.
So, okay, I was about to say.
In the NBA, I've seen that a million times.
Yeah, that's that. It clearly was a basketball foul.
It ain't a clothesline Lakers-Boston 80s.
But I told you, we were talking about it during the break, and that is, this happened in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to get revenge, and Tony, before we get into Doc's rebuttal about the Olympic squad, you playing in the NBA, if you wanted to get somebody back, like say, for instance, you got a hard foul against the Pistons and y'all, you know, you guys are in L.A. and you're like circling your calendar. Ooh, when we go to Detroit, I'm getting dude back. Would you wait until the third quarter of a 1-point game to commit a flagrant foul on the dude you're trying to get back? Or you would probably get him back early on when – the game isn't in the balance.
Leading the witness. Objection.
No, well,
yeah, but you asked.
I'm not leading him. I'm just asking.
No, you weren't.
It's just a good question, Doc. Get used to it. I've asked a few in my day.
Let me just put it like this, Telly. The first thing you're going to figure out is, okay, how can I get him back without being obvious and without being a foul call, right? So I'm looking for opportunities off the ball, maybe in a box out situation where I can come in and just hit them, bam. Maybe setting a hard screen, something where it ain't going to be obvious. Like when they got the ball and they're going for a shot,
it looks legit.
And you're trying to get back then, that's not really the time. That's like the last time you're going to try to get back. So that whole get back at her doesn't even make sense in that case because she's got the ball. The ref looking at the ball. You're gonna get a foul. That's not the time to get somebody back. To get somebody back is off the ball. When they're running down court, they're way ahead, and you and that other person are back still, boom, I'm gonna run into you, your little hip check, a little elbow, a little something there. When there's no attention on us. So, yeah.
Like the hip check that Caitlin Clark got that everyone thought that someone tried to replace her hip. One of those hip checks.
But even that, they were trying to inbound
right
the ball
in the
to
middle.
Her.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were trying to inbound the ball to her. Had they thrown the ball ahead, no one's going to be looking. Now you can hip check her.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, so, all right. So sorry. It's definitely not a revenge thing. So, Doc no. B.
You don't know that. Here? You don't know that for sure. It doesn't seem like it, though.
I was about to say, hey, again,
Doc,
you're not going to wait until the third quarter, Doc.
I'm saying the white girl has a target. All I'm doing is what Martin Luther King said, little black boys should play with little black white girls and all that. That's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying
think he was saying black boys should play with white girls, especially after what happened to Emmett Till. I don't think he was saying that, Doc.
You dissing Martin Luther King on a black radio station?
Yeah, let's
refresh
that one. Yeah,
are you dissing the dream?
No, hit the refresh button on that one because I don't think
black girls can come too. Black girls can too.
Wait, are you hitting the refresh or the delete button?
Delete, yeah. I'm just trying to get him to clean that one up because that is not what he said.
I gotta go back and listen.
Yeah, with your good ear.
Oh my god. Oh man, you gonna get real?
So we were saying before the break, and I was surprised by this text, and Doc B texted this morning and said, I also think that Caitlin Clark should be on the Olympic roster. So
why?
You have the floor, Doc B. Tell us all why you think Caitlin Clark should be on the Olympic roster.
Again, leading the witnesses and people.
I just repeated the question that you.
No, but look at the way you did it. Look at the way you did it. Okay, I want love. I want love in there. Tony wanted me to DJ your wife's party. And
we ain't talking about DJing.
I'm still in my feelings. All right, so this is strictly about there's basketball and there's basketball entertainment. There's sports and there's sports entertainment. The entertainment, the eyeballs. So people have said it for years. We don't want to see, like, for instance, the NBA championship that's going on right now. People would rather see probably LeBron in the end. Does that mean you should stack it a certain way? No, but you shouldn't run away from it. Eyeballs count. And when Caitlin Clark is on the court, that's why all the eyeballs came to the first college and now the WNBA. That's why people watch the draft. And but I must give credit to the black girls and the ladies, period, because they dressed like ladies. That was another thing too. They weren't feminine it up enough off the court. So that whole combination is still what your presentation is. It's why a lot of times, and obviously they changed it in the NBA because they used to. There was a point where they was like, "Look, dude, enough of this sloppiness on the sidelines. You ain't hanging with your homeboys. Let's wear suits. Let's wear ties. Let's present ourselves in a certain way." So eyeballs do count. It is a business, and you know, and I think that Caitlin Clark is good for business. Whether you like the way Christian Laettner probably didn't deserve to be on the male Olympic team back in the day. Probably, you know, probably, you know what I'm saying? So, but he draws eyeballs to the team.
Okay, before Tony, you rebuttal. I'll rebuttal to that.
Right.
Doc, I'm sure of the fact that if Christian Laettner wasn't on that dream team, people still would have watched if you're talking about eyeballs. That's number one. Number two, mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark, this is the Olympics. All eyeballs are going to be on it regardless if Caitlin Clark's in it. And we're going to find that out in another month.
I disagree.
You think people didn't watch the women's Olympic basketball before Caitlin Clark? Before this year?
That's too heavy of a statement. It's not as much attention. Of course, we know Lisa Leslie and all those guys. We know those of us who are really into basketball, into women's basketball.
And they got a lot of attention, right?
It was decent.
So, but
it was decent. It was decent. It was it was not this kind. You telling me it was the same kind of energy? They doing Super Bowl. They was doing Super Bowl numbers in the college championship.
But that's college, though. This is international.
This is Magic Bird. This is on that level. It's not exactly that, but it's that. It's the race component. It's the different styles, small hometown team, down south girl. And Reese did well with it, with saying, "Hey, I'm representing all my black girls. This is for all the girls that look like me." Those are words that I actually like. That I like that. That's good. That's good for the.
Bird Magic, though. That's a stretch.
You weren't ever a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I mean, at one point.
Okay,
we ain't talking about wrestling. I'm talking about Bird Magic. That is a reach.
Let me tell you.
Magic was a superstar already, and Bird was a superstar. Angel Reese wasn't a superstar in college. She was on a championship team. And Caitlin Clark was the one breaking the records. So,
and who let her up?
Those two, they can't compare to each other when you say Magic and Bird. And then that was a different era because the NBA was on their way down
for sure
at that time. And when they came, they rejuvenated, basically saved the league.
I'm going to come up there and push that bell out your hand.
Yeah. Right, so,
ding that.
But anyway, the good thing is, though, Doc, that is your opinion, and we all are entitled to that. And I just don't think that if it's about winning, just can you pick somebody on that roster that she's better than? Can you say, all right, no, she doesn't deserve to be on there, but Caitlin Clark does?
This is strictly about eyeballs and bringing more eyeballs and more people to the table. We're gonna have to sacrifice somebody for that.
My only quick point on that is, as far as WNBA games
and she is good,
and
though,
the league, that her impact will be much greater than it will be for the Olympics. That's all I'm saying. Like, the Olympics is going to get viewers. She might pump up Olympic viewership maybe 5%. WNBA, she's pumping up like 20%.
Right.
So she's had a bigger impact in the WNBA games than she would internationally. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
so.
Well, Doc was talking about entertaining. And in case you missed it, yesterday, well, over the weekend.
And she can ball.
At AmFam Field in Milwaukee, Snoop Dogg was in the building, and he joined the broadcast. And we have audio. You do not want to miss this. You're talking about entertaining. You better keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, because you do not want to miss this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, you know what? I like the players. No diggity, no doubt.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told. Doc B, Tony Smith in the building. 7:34 on this Monday morning. And in case you missed it over the weekend, we were talking about some very entertaining stuff. So Snoop Dogg was in town. Performing at the new amphitheater.
Go ahead.
The new amphitheater, Pottawatomie Amphitheater. And while in town,
Febreze, please.
He went over to a Brewers Reds game and throughout the first pitch, visited the Brewers locker room, clubhouse is called, not locker room. And he even joined the TV broadcast. And in case you were ever wondering what it would be like if Snoop Dogg was a baseball announcer, well, here it is.
Came in where the players come in at, because I'm a player. Get up in there. Oh, he's safe. He can't throw that. He ain't got no arm like that. No, he don't.
He does, though.
No, he don't.
Oh, he does.
Who is that with that rocket?
Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, Lord.
With a howitzer.
He got a rocket in his pocket.
Tough love, right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, he gone. He took that. Get up in there. He took that. Give him that. Give him that. Where'd it go? Eat. Go eat. 22 eating right now. He's showing off for his uncle right now. All right, nephew. All right, all right. That's my nephew down there.
It's like a Living Color skit. I was like,
that's my nephew.
Dave Chappelle?
Doing that for his nephew.
Hey, what's
I'm
funny?
I'm going to be embarrassed a lot.
I know the announcer I used to work with, Brian Anderson and Bill Schroeder, and there's no doubt in my mind they were looking up in the Urban Dictionary, nephew. Does that mean something other than
really
like your?
They all call each other that?
Your brother's
hey, Shelly,
kid.
Shelly, you know what they're really doing? They're Googling. Is Snoop really related to him?
Right.
They're looking it up. How do we have that story?
So. I know everyone wants to know, including Ricky, who just got in my ear. I don't have any proof of this. I don't know if he was allowed to do his Snoop thing in the stadium, but I'm sure he found an area where he was taken care of. And Truth Nation, if anyone attended the concert, please hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can hit us up on our Talk to Text line. How was it?
Shout out to Pottawatomie for embracing hip hop.
Man,
we used to couldn't get in these venues and Pfizer
Snoop Dogg in concert.
I like that.
What you say, Tony?
I said, have anyone of y'all seen Snoop in concert?
I have. Have you?
Oh, I've definitely seen him. Yeah, amphitheater. I've seen him a couple times for sure.
Yeah, I saw him in Phoenix at the Waste Management Open. They have the Bird Nest where they do a concert out there.
Right.
I see Nelly out there. I saw Snoop out there. They weren't going to have Snoop's concert at the AmFam. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
That wouldn't happen?
Wouldn't happen, no.
Why fumigation? Not, Tony?
Fumigation? Let me put it this way. First of all, the stage is very smoky. Let's just say that.
Right.
It looks like they got a cloud machine. Remember back in the day, they used to put smoke on the dance floor?
For sure.
That's what it looked like on stage.
Without machines.
Second of all, there were two poles on the stage. I don't have to tell you what they were for, but there's two poles on the stage as well.
People might have been sliding down them. Right, gotcha.
Yeah, he likes to play Fire Marshal Bill. And
something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Hey, Snoop was not on the poll, by the way.
That's funny. So, yeah. Speaking of entertainers and legendary entertainers, so another thing that you may have you may not have caught over the weekend, or I think it was last week, but the New England Patriots inducted Tom Brady into their Hall of Fame.
Packed.
And, yes, it was at Gillette Stadium where they play their home games. Yep. It was packed. And there was a special performance
Sagittarius
by none other than Jay-Z. Hmm. Now, of course, this is a big deal. Robert Kraft isn't going to spare any expense to have the most extravagant party he can have. And he got Jay-Z to come perform.
The Rock is in the building.
Yeah. Well, there were some people that had problems with The Rock being in the building, a.k.a. Antonio Brown. Former wide receiver, NFL wide receiver. Now, I would get that reaction. Whenever you hear Antonio Brown, you're like, oh, Lord.
Hey, man, he pulled his shirt off and ran across the field.
Hey, man, sometimes you have a moment like that where you just got to take it off.
Okay, so you might take your shirt off here?
Hey,
the truth
and
why
not? Very often. It's not sometimes with him.
I've had it with DT. I'm out of here.
But here's the thing with this one.
Talk to me.
He called out Jay-Z for performing at Tom Brady's Patriots Hall of Fame induction ceremony and said that, okay, during the whole hip-hop 50, when hip-hop was celebrating 50 years last year, Jay-Z didn't take part in anything dealing with that. And now you perform in front of people that don't even know your songs. So if you go look at the video, Jay-Z is on stage, and it seemed like there was something else going on. It was like Churchill Downs.
Right.
Like, they had tables, and everybody was mingling.
I know exactly.
And Jay-Z was on the stage. Like, had
performing.
Smoke,
performing.
Performing. And like, no one knew his songs. No one wasn't rocking with him.
Like, it was a dress rehearsal, and we're doing other things.
Yeah.
No, you know this is live. This is real. What's going on?
That's what made me think. I mean, when I saw the video, I was like, okay. A broken clock is right twice a day. It may be Antonio Brown.
Yep, he might got one.
Might be up onto something.
Real talk.
So I just want to know from not only you, Tony, of course, Doc B, Truth Nation, what do you think about that? Does Antonio Brown make a valid point? Why is it that Jay-Z is performing in front of an audience that don't know his music versus celebrating 50 years of hip hop? I think he did something at the Grammys with DJ Khaled, but I mean, when they had like the big summit and all that stuff, he was not a participant.
Overall, even since the NFL controversy where he's involved with picking halftime performances for the Super Bowl, he's made a conscious effort to separate himself from the BET Awards or from just showing up and kind of being, for lack of a word, perceived in the hood. Even his raps when he's talking about the Dumbo, the artwork, the properties, the art, you know, things of that, and the investments instead of holding money up to your ear. Even though, fam, I mean, I understand your progression, but definitely you were in these streets and you definitely were bragging about jewelry and Cartiers and platinum and the whole nine. So I think he should be a little more, accessible by us and bridge that gap. But overall, I'm disappointed in his participation with us. You know, I think he should do both.
All right.
And wait, one last thing. And it's kind of why I think we shouldn't be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with music genres other than rock. I think we just need to find something else. It's very prestigious. I'm respecting it, but a Missy Elliott is not making rock music, if you know what I mean. So I think we just need to I think we need to be able to crisscross these genres, but they need to stay into the lane they are.
All right. You heard from Doc B. After the break, we'll get Tony's reaction. Antonio Brown calling out Jay-Z for performing at Tom Brady's Patriots Hall of Fame induction. Some people have a problem with it. Others don't see anything wrong with it. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. 833-212-1017. Again, always stream and watch us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth and 1017thetruth.com. More after the break.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let your voices be heard as well as your opinions. LT hit us up and said, Antonio Brown has destroyed any credibility that he never had. Jay-Z probably got paid a tremendous amount of money. Where he plays and when he plays is his business. We've been talking about Antonio Brown calling out Jay-Z for performing at Tom Brady's New England Patriots Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
The GOAT.
We got Doc B, Tony Smith in the building. Doc B gave his opinion on the matter before the break. Tony, what are your thoughts? And let's exclude the source. Let's act like it wasn't Antonio Brown that said that.
May I say one thing? Angel Reese, Bayou Barbie, she was not unknown. But go ahead, please continue.
Anyway, no one said she wasn't unknown.
She wasn't a
superstar.
Player of the year.
That's what I said.
All right, won a championship.
Anyway,
Sports Illustrated.
Tony, because Doc loves to go back and revert back. We didn't talk this 3 subjects ago.
Hey, man, I hold grudges.
Antonio Brown.
Hey, you know what?
Well, just someone calling out Jay-Z for performing there as opposed to performing at a lot of the Hip Hop 50 ceremonies. Your thoughts?
Hey, my first thought is I'm watching Doc B on the YouTube, and he's got his little towel like he's a preacher, and he's wiping his lip every 5 minutes. Look at him. He's sweating over there talking trash and sweating over there getting hot.
It's hard to be on top. 5 heartbeats. It's lonely at the top.
I can't even focus. I see him wipe the head with the towel. Bringing back family reunion.
Hey, we wouldn't even call out the fan underneath the desk, but
right.
I went to Vincent, man. We talked to East to West. How to dress. Right. I got the polo going on, baby. All right, go ahead, boss.
man, listen, on the Jay-Z thing, I don't think that there's any problem with, we're talking about Jay-Z used to rap about, chains and all the other stuff that everybody used to rap about. Now he's changing it, subject matter. But don't we all complain about that? Like talking about all the violence and all the negativity in rap and how we want it to change, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, Doc B, music is better than all of us. Like they weren't talking about that initially in rap. That wasn't none. It was talking about how cool I am and how fresh my gear was. And then it went transferred into now it's violent stuff. You're talking about NWA, that whole movement stuff, right? So, we no one wants to hear that. So the Jay-Z changing some of his subject matter, who cares? But this NFL thing, we know he's partnered with the NFL. So he's a part of their inner circle now. And to me, it's a business move. I don't know if he had to get paid anything to perform at this Tom Brady deal, because to me, it's a networking thing. You just want to be around the Robert Kraft type people, right? It's a different thing. You're like, okay, yeah, Jay-Z can make some money with records. The kind of money that Robert Kraft has is goes way beyond records. So those are the people you want to be dealing with. So for him, he's like, okay, I'll do a Tom Brady. No problem. I don't even care if anybody knows my songs or are paying attention to me. I'm doing this thing for Robert Kraft, who has a ton of connections. I'm trying to get those same connections. I'm trying to cement myself, cement my legacy, get my family paid for many, many generations beyond me, that getting that old money that like Robert Kraft has, right? That's what Jay-Z's trying to put himself in that type of position. So I'm not mad at him.
Yeah. So, but do you think that he had to do that, he wouldn't still be on track to do all of those things to possibly get what you say Robert Kraft type money. I mean, because I think they're both billionaires, but yeah, I mean, like sometimes
you can't never have too much money.
No. I'm not saying that, but you said that he may not have even gotten paid. So I'm saying do you think that he needed to do that, or it would have been a bad thing if he said, no,
it's a chess move. It's a move. It's a chess move.
What I'm saying, yes, he's trying to be that guy where, oh, these are my dudes. Like, so if they got a deal coming up, or they're getting some kind of business, they're going to be okay with calling me. Like, you know, Jay-Z, he doesn't want to be somebody from the outside. Oh yeah, we got this Jay-Z guy that tries to connect us to the a certain faction of the population. He wants to be like one of the boys.
He wants to be a mogul. He wants to be a fellow mogul, and not just
a fellow. Correct. He wants to be a fellow mogul. So it's not about like I'm doing this or that. I'm trying to get in. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to get in on all the good stuff.
Now I don't want to trigger Telly on this, but this is where I disagree with you with Tony when you say let's move on. There is a black car in the black audience, the black Twitter, the black X, the black people will say you forgot where you came from. When you can hit whatever dollar amount you want, but when we think you forgot about where you came from and you don't relate to Marcy Projects anymore, you ain't got to live here no more. But like Spike Lee, come down and dwell with us every now and then, kick it with us. And that's what Jay-Z separating. Jay-Z separating from us.
You think
that, and that's and not
that,
me.
I'm not saying me. I agree. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Do you remember when I was playing in the league and a couple years into the league, I remember come back and kick it with us. Gary Payton went back to his old hood and was kicking it with him and got robbed.
Real talk.
So
you're not helping. You're scaring the people of Mequon. You're scaring River Hills.
That's
right now.
Real because
I know it is.
Darius Miles, when he got drafted and was playing for the Clippers, he came back to East St. Louis and had this big chain on and I think he was rolling a Rolls Royce through the hood, and they ain't do nothing to the car. Because they probably didn't know how to start it or anything, but they sure got that chain up out of him.
That does not prove. You know what? I'm not saying I agree with it as much as I'm saying here's the issue.
That's the that's the mindset.
And gangster rap music is still hitting hard. Gangster violent rap music still hits hard.
But you
don't have to participate.
That's part of the problem, though, Doc. Like
I'm listening.
Like he's not necessarily have to forget about the people where he came from, where he grew up in the projects. I don't have to come back and hang with you just to remember you. I know where I came from. He knows where he came from. He can never forget that. But so what's the problem with the people in the projects being happy for him getting out and doing something?
Because
he have to come back to relate to you?
Because we can't touch you. You're not even doing anything that's projected, that's even something that we find. Most of those people don't even want to see that. That the same way those people didn't pay attention in Gillette Stadium, black people probably didn't even pay attention to that performance. If you ask most black people, they probably was like, oh, he did? Oh, he performed for Tom Brady's retirement? They're like, oh, okay, I hear you. They might have watched the Tom Brady roast, but other than that, they don't care about Tom Brady like that, other than when they're playing their favorite team.
That's not in their world.
You don't have to be in the hood to relate to hood people or do hood things. And they don't have to necessarily be hood. Well, I'm just going to call it hood. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to stand on the hood. So, yeah, you can do hood things without necessarily coming in and exposing yourself to danger. You can do both. You don't even speak to us, man. You wearing funny pants. You on crow. You talking yachts. You basically grew and then you disassociated yourself with us. You cut that thing. You moved to another level and you don't even talk to us. You know what I'm saying? So by the way, you haven't worked with me, Tony. I do a good job of articulating another point, even if I don't believe in that point necessarily. But
that's his gift.
That's one of my gifts.
Hey, we're getting a lot of smoke on our True Talk to Text line. Baby. Pamela says, perhaps people aren't aware Tom Brady came out every game to let me reintroduce myself. My name is Hov. Jay-Z and Tom Brady are close friends. And LT hit us up and said, Big Dog Glenn Robinson got robbed at gunpoint right next to a church. here in Milwaukee. So you might want to be careful about keeping it real. But the other thing you want to do is make sure you keep it locked right here because the time has come. Milwaukee's biggest party on the lake starts this week. And guess what? The award-winning 101.7 The Truth has the hookup for you.
Oh,
it's too much of a hookup, man. I think I want to keep this myself.
Talk to him.
Now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see SZA live at Summerfest. All you got to do is call right now, 833-212-1017. And as always, you could be caller number, what's on my hat, Doc B?
Seven.
Caller number seven, that's right. And you would know that if you were streaming and watching us live on YouTube and Twitter right now.
But don't hang it up.
That's right. Hit us up right now, 833-212-1017. And be caller number seven right now to win these tickets. We will announce the winner a little later in the show. Right now, get it going. For these SZA tickets, you can win a pair. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. More Truth Be Told with Doc B, Tony Smith in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.